Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on Dr. A Show 128, it's going to be a little bit different, a little bit of a different show here. Have an interest in the new mammogram guidelines that came out this week. So it's going to be a little bit of a serious show here, but I'll try to mix in some other things there too. But had a lot of discussion from my patients this week with regards to these guidelines. A lot of discussion with a lot of my physician colleagues on some of these guidelines. So if you don't know anything about stuff here this week and have been confused about what you're hearing in the media, I will try to unravel things here for you. But that will be our main topic here tonight on the Dr. Anonymous Show, starting right now. Yes, that's right, bringing you the best that medicine and social networking has to offer. This is the Dr. Anonymous live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm, of course, your favorite physician host. My name is Mike, but my friends, like all of you out there, you call me Dr. A, and you can always find me at DrAnonymous.com. That brings you to my blog. I admit I have not been, I've been off the blogging wagon, especially in the past couple of weeks. I will try to get back on there and start writing again, but I admit I've been negligent. I plead guilty to that. You can also find me at DrAnonymous.net. That brings you to my Facebook fan page to the show. Shout out to everybody out there who is a Facebook fan of the show. And as I'm looking here right now, live on the air, I have 134 fans. Thanks to all of you out there who are fans of the show. I very much appreciate that. You can also go to DrAnonymous.org. That takes you right to my iTunes page where you can download previous episodes of this show, and I encourage you to do that. We've had some great guests recently, and just me just kind of goofing around and sounding like an idiot. Very entertaining information and entertainment for all of you. Today is November 19th, 2009. It is Thursday. It is 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, and I do want to thank you for joining me here this evening. And it's going to be a little bit of a different show here tonight. This is a kind of a topic-driven show here tonight. So I don't do this very often, but this topic here has really engulfed me in the last few days, especially with my patients and with discussions at the hospital here with regards to these new mammogram guidelines here and what does it all mean. And we'll discuss that there in a few minutes. And I do have a couple of other news stories if we have time and if I have the energy to discuss them. It's just been crazy at work the last couple of weeks, but I will journey through it because I am a broadcast professional, and yes, I do this for all of you. I'm a giver. You can count on that. But before all that, I do want to thank Blog Talk Radio for, again, featuring the show again this evening and, again, for not canceling the show. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you are new to the show, if those of you who don't know, yes, I am a real physician. I am a primary care physician. I am a frontline physician. I am a family physician in full-time private practice, meaning I see patients in the hospital and in my office. Not a lot of docs do that anymore. I do that 5 days a week here here in beautiful northeastern Ohio, And I've had this show here for just over 2 years now. I thank you again, all of you out there, for supporting the show, supporting my blog, supporting me. Of course, I am humbled by your support of all of my projects. Thank you very much for that. If you're listening live, you can see my smiling face on the webcam this evening. If you just click the webcam icon next to right here on the live chat room, you'll be able to see me doing the show live right in front of your eyes. And if you're listening on the archives, hey, that's okay. You can come back at some point and listen to the show here live, because there's so much fun when you're here live. I do want to give a big shout out to the people in my chat room here on the show tonight. We have Kimmy, we have Grunt Doc, we have Jesse Wilder, and of course we have the J-Man. I know other people will be filtering in here to the show here this evening. And with that here, I will take my break here and then kind of dive into our topic here. This evening, you're listening to the Dr. Anon live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm a proud member of the Better Health Network. You can get there at getbetterhealth.com, getbetterhealth.com, and also a proud member of the ProMed Network of Podcasts. You can get there at promednetwork.com. I encourage you to check out both of those websites, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dr. Anonymous Show, live on Blog Talk Radio, the only show that is preferred by 4 out of 5 dentists, because the fifth dentist is an idiot. Welcome back to the show here. Dive into things here a little bit. I know there's been a lot of discussions, both in the media and also in the medical community, about these new guidelines. I will outline these here for you, and then kind of review some of the big brouhaha that's been going in the media and also on the internet, on blogs, on podcasts, everywhere in the past 48 hours at least. So let's kind of just review this thing here. So what people who have been contacting me and emailing me, I mean, what the heck is this? United States Preventative Services Task Force. What is this? And why is causing all of this trouble out there that these people are reporting on here this week? And I'm reading right from their website here. I believe it is a division or a part of the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. It's a federal government thing. And I'm reading right from their website here. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, first convened by the U.S. Public Health Service in 1984, and since 1988, sponsored by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ, is the leading independent panel of private sector experts in prevention and primary care. The USPSTF conducts rigorous, impartial assessments of the scientific evidence scientific effectiveness of a broad range of clinical preventative services, including screening, counseling, and preventative medications. Its recommendations are considered the quote-unquote gold standard clinical preventative services. The mission of the USPSTF is to evaluate the benefits of individual services, gender, and risk factors for disease, make recommendations about which preventative services are incorporated routinely into primary medical care and for which populations, and identify a research agenda for clinical preventative care. What does that all that mean? Well, you know, I mean, depending on your political bias, people the past few days have been interpreting that in their own way, but kind of how I interpret it is, you know, people, this group looks, they look at the research, they look at data, and they make recommendations based on data. People may have heard the term evidence-based medicine. That's kind of the big buzzword here these days. People are linking that to, well, I won't jump in too far on that. But these are these screening recommendations for breast cancer were released this week in a huge brouhaha that has been at least picked up by the news media there. And let's see, how many we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 recommendations. And I'm just going to read them here word for word. And this is right from their website. So the first one is the USPSTF recommends against routine screening mammography in women 40 to 49 years old. And also on the website, which I don't believe that the news media is reading, but I'm reading this right from their website, quote, the decision to start regular biennial, meaning every other year, or yeah, I think that's what it means, screening mammograms before the age of 50 years should be an individual one and take patient context into account, including the patient's values regarding benefits and harms. So there you go. So unquote there. So the next one here is they recommend every other year screening mammograms for women age 50 to 74. The next one is the task force concludes that the current evidence is insufficient to assess the additional benefits and harms of screening mammograms in women 5 years or older. There's been a lot of discussion on this next one here. The task force recommends against teaching self-breast exams. I know people, especially late-night comedians, are making jokes about that, but you know that is something that's been debated for a number of medical community. Personally, I don't think it really has been detecting that much cancer, but I'll get into my personal bias in a little bit. The last one, the task force concludes that current evidence is insufficient to assess the additional benefits and harms of clinical breast examination beyond screening mammography in women 40 years or older. The last one's about MRIs, which there's not sufficient evidence on that. So what does that all mean? That all means that some people are very upset about this. And all of you, you've been hearing in the media people who are upset about this, against this, basically, you know, obviously people who are personally invested in this. Definitely understand breast cancer survivors. I've heard their stories, and you know, they make very good points about early detection and how they were early detected by mammograms, how they got treatment, how they're surviving, you know, other stories some women were not detected until later, did not have very good outcomes. You know, I understand all of that. And of course, the Cancer Society, if you haven't read their statements on this, they have been very critical of these recommendations. And it was very interesting to me just to observe that especially people on the newscast, the people that they have on the newscasts are basically people like cancer doctors, oncologists, radiologists, the people that do the mammograms, and surgeons, people who operate on breast cancer. Those are the people that they are putting on television, you know, in addition to breast cancer survivors. And I understand their argument. I mean, it's I understand the early detection argument. I think, hey, we should do these mammograms starting at age 40 and keep the current recommendations the way they are. But, you know, something that I have been talking with my patients this week, and it's been very interesting talking with my patients this week, because a lot of my patients, they support these recommendations. They say, hey, you know, I have been one of those people who got all this testing and it didn't detect a thing. I had some bad complications about it. And in fact, I'm gonna paraphrase a story here that happened to one of my patients a few years ago. And this is a story, you know, that you're not gonna hear anywhere else, because the press doesn't want to cover a story like this. But it is a story that, you know, that I talked about with one of my patients this week, and I think it's an interesting story. It's a story that starts a few years ago when one of my patients turned 40 years old. And of course, the recommendations at the time, and of course now, is to get your first mammogram when you're age 40. This person did not have any kind of risk factors at all, no family history, you know, nothing that would tell me or tell this patient, hey, you are even in a medium risk group. Forget a high risk group. She gets her mammogram at age 40. I get the results back. I call this person back in my office a few days later. And I say, hey, you know, you got your mammogram. That's great. You know, your exam was normal. Everything was fine. But this mammogram report, it's not exactly normal. I don't want to say it's abnormal. I don't want to say there's a spot. I don't want to say there's a mass. But it's not conclusive. It is inconclusive. We need to get more images. And in fact, they're recommending 3 additional images to help clarify what's looking like a shadow there. Really, a spot or a mass. We need to get more information. And at the time, it took about 2 weeks to schedule these additional tests. So, and this is somebody who is completely healthy, no risk factors, very healthy. Took a while to try to get through that process, to get to that decision. I've very much summarized that visit, which took a while, which I don't mind, but it took a while. Those 2 weeks go by. This person gets these additional images for her mammogram. Comes back and sees me. I said, news. All those additional pictures that we got, they were fine. They were okay. But, they're recommending another mammogram in 6 months to make sure everything's okay. She was like, 6 months? I thought you said everything was okay. I thought we just go back to, you know, every year or every 2 years. That doesn't really make sense to me. And we go through the process there trying to explain, you know, that there could be some, you know, some shadowing there, and you know, and I don't really think there's a mass there. I don't think we have to get real aggressive to get a biopsy, to refer you to a specialist to get that thing biopsied. We just want to wait 6 months and get another mammogram. So she says, fine. In the course of that 6 months, you know, this is a small town here. I see that person around town every once in a while. You know, I just kind of, you know, ask her, how's it going? And understandably, she's a little bit nervous about it. So try to answer some more of her questions and, you know, try to reassure things. 6 months go by. We get another mammogram. A couple of days goes by, comes back in my office. I said, hey, okay, these are your results. We have to get more pictures this time, too. What? What do you mean we have to get more pictures? So I go through that whole thing again. We get some more pictures. Bring her back in my office. As a couple of weeks go by. You know what? I think there's something there. I think there's something there that we have to biopsy and ensure that it's not cancer. She's like, why didn't you tell me this 6 months ago? I didn't think there was anything there 6 months ago. Now I'm concerned about it. So we refer her to a surgeon. We refer her to a specialist. Takes about a month to get into a specialist. Goes to see the specialist. After she goes to see the specialist, she calls me. You're going to schedule a biopsy. The biopsy is scheduled for a couple of weeks later. The biopsy is done. And it takes a couple of weeks for the results to come back for me to tell her, is it cancer, is it not cancer? Because, of course, if it's cancer, we refer her to a cancer doctor, chemotherapy, radiation, all that stuff. Before the results come back, I get a call. I'm seeing some redness where they took the biopsy. Comes in and sees me. Because the surgeon somehow was out of town. I'm thinking there's a little bit of an infection there. Go ahead and start antibiotics. I was seen in my office a couple of days later. A couple of days later, the infection is getting worse. We have to put her in the hospital to start IV antibiotics. So we get all that treated. She gets discharged from the hospital. Everything's fine. There's no infection there. Comes back and sees me. You know what? I got the results back. You don't have cancer. No cancer. That's good news, right? She was like, why did I go through all of this? Could it have been avoided? As I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's frustrating. And she told me, she was like, I will not have another mammogram until I'm 50, because I am not going through this again. This is too much. All that for what? What does it do? It was a waste of time, she said. So that is the other side of things. And I have read these reports. I've seen the news programs. People are making fun of the reason that is given that these mammograms are not being recommended because it causes anxiety. I've seen it. It makes people very anxious. If you tell me to wait 6 months to tell me if I have cancer, I mean, just imagine that. That is, that is, I can't even imagine going through that. So that is briefly just kind of me on my soapbox talking about the other side of these breast cancer recommendations. And I've had a lot of similar conversations in my office this week. And that is a point of view that you're probably not going to hear anywhere on the news programs out there. Because, you know, the people that they put on there obviously are, you know, people who have had breast cancer, people who operate on breast cancer, people who detect breast cancer on mammograms. That is the people that the news reports are putting on there. I don't like it, but that is the way that it is. So I apologize for being on my soapbox here tonight. but I had to get that off of my chest there. Because it is, you know, some of this stuff just really drives me crazy. Because I don't think that this, I don't think the story is in the news, you know, being covered fairly. That's just what I think. I could be wrong. People out there listening to this podcast at some point, whenever it is, probably or may disagree with me. Probably have been here in my chat room and have left. But, you know, that's what I think. And I appreciate you who have listened to this podcast, either live or on the archives. That's my bias. And that's probably, that's probably the most revved up I've been in a while on this show. And I normally don't use this show to be on a platform on a soapbox, but I had to get that off of my chest here this evening. I had some other news stories here, but I think I will just kind of leave those where they are. I will just focus this right on this one topic here tonight, and I will end the show here early. I want to thank everybody who checked out the show live here this evening, and those of you who will be listening to it on the archive. Just to let people know, I will be having a Saturday show. It will be a lot more lighthearted than this one. It will be Saturday, November 21st, 2009 at 9 p.m. AM, right before the Annie and Burrow live show on right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm debating, and I think I will do a show right before Thanksgiving, as everybody knows, or as you may or may not know, you know. My international audience, Thanksgiving is on Thursday. It is a week from today, but I think I will have a show the day before on Wednesday. That will be November 25th, 2009 at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday right here on Blog Talk Radio. And again, I will try not to make it as serious as this one was. So, I think, let's see, what I'll do here is, I thought I lost my my switchboard here. Let's see, I will end the show here with the song, and I will say good night. Thanks, everybody, for joining me. You can always check me out at dranonymous.com, dranonymous.net, dranonymous.org. Good night from Ohio. I will talk to you very soon. And we'll see you later. Good night, everyone. Hey, Jude.
don't make it bad. Take a side.